Welcome to episode 42 of the Active Photographer podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week, I'm bringing you a recording I made on location a couple of weeks ago at this year's Goodwood Revival in West Sussex. The Revival is an excellent three-day event and something of a photographer's dream, with opportunities for making great pictures everywhere you look around the vintage-themed motor circuit and site areas. As ever, I was on commission from Goodwood themselves, and so this episode finds me winding down one evening, thinking about my brief, the matter of how we back up our pictures, and why it's good to work in a simplified way over the course of a busy weekend. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 42. It's about 22:10 in the evening, and once again I am on location at Goodwood in West Sussex here in the UK. Now, the reason I'm here this time is because it's that time of year again when it's the Goodwood Revival. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Goodwood Revival is an annual event centred around historic racing of cars. And at the Goodwood Motor Circuit, over the course of a weekend, the circuit is transformed into... I don't know how to explain it, really. For photographers, you could say it's a bit of a playground. For enthusiasts of vintage era, so up until sort of the early 1960s, but specifically sort of more centred around the war years, it is basically turned into... it's been described as a movie set. I suppose it is and it isn't, but you get... classic racing cars, some of them very well known, very famous cars. You have market stands, you've got sets are actually built. For example, there's an area which is set up to be like garages, where cars are there sort of set up as if they're being worked upon. There's a supermarket here that is set up as it was 20, 30 odd 40 years ago. It's just really good. So the reason I'm here, of course, is to photograph all of these sites, everything from the historic racing through to the lovely looking people in their period costume as they're walking around. Something actually worth mentioning. If you are thinking of coming to the Goodwood Revival ever in the future, little tip, do enter into the spirit of things, because if you turn up in jeans and a t-shirt, you actually look more out of place than if you sort of go along with it, as it were, and dress up in period costumes. So for myself, I don't really go over the top for it, but I tend to have sort of some thin cords, shirt, cravat, and a cloth cap, and that suits me fine, because, you know, I am working throughout the weekend, I'm rushing around lots, I've got my cameras that I'm carrying, so I don't really go over the top with it. So what I'm doing now, I'm actually sat here, bear with me a second, I've just spotted a fly, there we go, I'm actually just sat here in a field, in a camper van, not my camper van, I have to say. If you can hear a noise, sort of a rumbling sound in the background, that is the sound of a generator. And that generator is actually providing power to this camper van, and I've got things like my phone, my camera batteries, they're all charging up and what have you. What I'm actually doing here now, though, is just thinking about what is going to be happening in the next day, which is actually the last day of the event. As I record this, it is actually the Saturday. So what I'm doing is I've just transferred my pictures that I shot today onto my laptop, which I've got in front of me here. Those are all there, but I actually back up onto disc DVDs. So each day what I'm doing is creating a separate disc, and I will be, in the next few minutes, transferring those pictures also to make a backup copy of Saturday's pictures onto a DVD. The other thing I'm just having a quick look. Bear with me one second. I probably should have done this just now while I was concentrating. So I'm going to just name this disc. I'm going to call it Revival, if I can spell. And I'll call it Saturday. There we go. So once I've got that set to burn, there we go. I'll drag the files, I'll drag the folder into there. There we go. One thing to mention, I haven't actually been editing this evening. I could do. For one thing, my laptop isn't actually calibrated for colour and brightness. I don't really use it for I don't use it for editing at all. What I do use it for is mainly just social media stuff, backing up imagery when I'm on site. Sometimes I'll have my camera directly connected to it, and I'll shoot tethered so that we can view the pictures. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to burn this disc while I'm talking. Revival Saturday, go. Okay. So I'm not editing the pictures for those reasons, which means that when I go back to base tomorrow evening, Sunday evening, and probably sort of thinking ahead to Monday, I will actually be editing the pictures on my main what I call my Photoshop machine, and those will be supplied within a day. Basically, what I've been shooting over the course of each day has actually periodically been backed up at the one of the Goodwood offices, so that the pictures are being used immediately. Not all of them, but a select few are being used immediately, both on the Goodwood Live website and also going into a sort of a reserve collection, which is enabled so that various journalists from newspapers and magazines around the world can access those pictures, download them, and then run them in their various publications. Now, unfortunately, I don't actually get to see where those pictures end up. I have been told in the past that people have seen my pictures. I remember one year I'd photographed some Grand Prix racing car, and I was told that it was actually that month then appeared in a Spanish Formula One magazine. So I don't know what I remember the picture. I don't know how it was laid out, and I don't know what the publication was, but you know, it's nice to know that my pictures are out there and they're being used and seen and what have you. Now I'm just going to move this box of discs over. I know a lot of you are probably thinking, why doesn't he back up onto external hard drive, for example? And that's a fair enough point. I actually do. If you listen to my podcast a few weeks ago when I was talking about workflow, you'll know that I do actually back up onto external hard drives, and I also do back up onto disk, which then goes off-site. It works for me, it's not for everyone. I dare say that disks are going to become obsolete in future years, but you know, for now, that's the route I take. And of course, the client always gets a copy and they put the pictures onto their server, and so it backs everything up again. So you know, these pictures, just like any, will be backed up probably somewhere in the region of 5 or 6 times in various places. Now, in terms of, I suppose you're wanting to know about the kits that I've been using. This year I have done really well at keeping my kit to a minimum in terms of what I carry around when I'm sort of walking around the site here. I often use a belt pack. I use a Low Pro belt pack. I'm not sure what it actually is. I shall go and... it's just over here. I shall get it for you. Okay, this is, so I haven't used it, but it is all set up ready to go. This is their Street and Field Deluxe Waist Belt, and I'll put a link in the show notes to that. And it comes with various, you can attach various pouches to it. So my typical setup, I've got here ready to go. I've got a little lens pouch attached. I've got a sort of a rectangular pouch which has got just a couple of dividers inside, which would separate packets of batteries, or you can put another small lens in there, or a spare flash gun, something like that. And then I've got also a mesh pouch on the other side, and that actually just is a water pouch. But as I say, I haven't used that this weekend yet. We've been pretty lucky with the weather. It was, yawning. I seem to be making a habit of this, I'm afraid, on these recordings. So the first day, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. This is yesterday, Friday. Blue sky, puffy white clouds. I shot quite a lot. You know, I've got my, in front of me here, I've got my printed out brief. And actually, I did about, I don't know, maybe about a third or so of my brief yesterday. So you think, okay, that's pretty good. 3 days, a third each day. So we had really nice weather for that. On this morning, it was kind of grey, and it started raining. When was it? Was it around about 10 o'clock? Yeah, it was about 10 o'clock, because I was down in the press centre, and just sort of setting up, talking to people and what have you. And I was just about to head out, and I thought, well, there's a bit of sort of a strange sound coming from somewhere. And it was actually the rain lashing down on the canvas of the of the media sort of tent. So everything was kind of quite wet, as you'd imagine. And that sort of, it didn't last for long. We were predicted sort of light showers actually today. So what do you do in those situations? Well, you either run for cover and you shoot with a lens or a long lens or what have you from the comfort of a covered area, or you sit it out, or you just brave it and you walk around. Well, in the event, it sort of pretty much let up just as I was thinking then to go out a few minutes later. The sun has gradually broken through today, and then we had beautiful, beautiful light this evening. And the rain again came at about 7:30, and I was still out and about. And if you have been following any tweets of mine over this particular weekend, you will know that I was sort of taking shelter, having just shot some twilight pictures. Really, really nice. I didn't have a tripod with me, actually, because the reason being, the actual main site is not anywhere near to where I'm sitting now in this camper van. I had left my tripod in the camper van, because if you remember, if you listen to my Festival of Speed, Goodwood Festival of Speed recordings a few weeks back, you'll know that I was actually sort of staying on site just up from the paddock area, and that's where I was photographing the cars when they were under wraps, and also photographing fireworks. This is not the same situation, it's a different site. And on this occasion, my tripod was in a friend's camper van, and so I was still out without it. So basically, I whacked the ISO of the camera up to something silly like ISO 2000 or 6400, which on the D3 that I shoot on is usually pretty well, works pretty well. I think I was shooting somewhere in the region of, it's like these fascias of this garage area. It was something like a 40th of a second at f8, something like that. Now, I am quite tired, actually. Twilight, 40th of a second, f8. It was enough that I could handhold, but those pictures, I haven't looked up close, I haven't looked at them on the computer, but they are probably going to need just a touch of noise reduction on Photoshop, just because they were properly quite noisy, quite grainy. So that's another thing to take care of. But yeah, so I'm sat here thinking ahead to the final day tomorrow, and I've got my my brief in front of me here, and it is absolutely covered in scribblings, checkboxes, ticks, crossings out, notes of times when things are happening, references to the batch number of pictures that I've sort of downloaded onto the computer, excuse me, at Goodwood, in the Goodwood office. But yeah, as I look at it, I'm in a really, really strong position, because there is only actually one item on my list which I haven't at least visited over the last 2 days. That is actually, it says here, motorbike scrambling on Lavant Corner next to the GRRC. And Lavant Corner is a corner of the motor circuit. And GRRC is the Goodwood Road Racing Club, I believe, if I've got that right. And we've got a chap by the name of Dougie Lumpkin, who, if you know the name, you probably know that he's the world trials, motorbike trials champion. But I've got to photograph him and other 1950s and 60s champions from their sport. It's going to be historic motorbikes there. Murray Walker, the Formula One commentator, he's going to be there on a bike. There's going to be a parade around the track, some interviews with old sort of bikers and what have you. So that's the one thing I haven't actually done so far this weekend. Everything else that I look here, from key sponsors through to there's a pre-1966 car show going on, there's the there's a Ford tribute, all these things. The Spirit of Aviation, which is a really good display. You always want to do that in the sunny weather, because it's basically all these aeroplanes. Was it Memphis Belle? I think it was. It was huge aeroplanes there, and slightly smaller craft as well. Always look nice with the blue sky, puffy white clouds and lovely sunshine, so I did that yesterday. But all of these things, we've got a fairground as well, and other tribute action on the tracks, on the track. All of those things are basically covered. So worst case scenario, if I didn't get to go back and look at them again, everything's covered. So I'm actually in a really much stronger position this year. I usually sort of, I do cover it in good time, but somehow it's worked really well this year. So that's good. But yeah, sorry, I totally off topic. My kit setup, I was using the Black Rapid double strap, which you probably are familiar with, because I talked about it again on the previous Goodwood recordings. This is a harness which allows you to carry one camera each side of you, as opposed to having two separate straps that get all tangled up. So that's basically all I've had, is that strap with two cameras, one either side, each with a flash gun, one with an 80 to 200 lens, and one with a 24 to 85. And that's it. It's been really, my case, my Pelly case, has been kept in the Goodwood office with a couple of spare lenses and odds and ends and more batteries and what have you. But actually, it's been, in terms of walking around, very lightweight this year, and I'm really pleased with it. So whether that's helped me to be quicker around the site, I don't know. Maybe it has. But yeah, so that is basically what I'm the position I'm in. I'm just going to spend a few minutes just looking at what was on my brief, and I'm going to flick through some of the pictures here as well, just to see. I haven't actually properly looked at what I shot at all today. I've seen a few pictures as they've been brought up on a computer screen, but I generally don't. I don't have a chance to edit them before they're handed over. These are only temporary files that stay on the Goodwood computer, because when I supply the edited images, taking out, you know, say there's a set of three in any given shot, I might sort of take two of them out and give the strongest. But, you know, things like if people are blinking, we won't supply those. I'm going to be supplying the pictures in the next day or so. The temporary files which have just been dumped there are going to be removed. But yeah, I'm just going to take a look at some of these pictures from today, just remind myself what I've been shooting. I'm going to have a look at my brief here, just make sure there's nothing that I've checked off which actually could do with maybe being revisited. So, for example, on Friday I didn't really get to do much of the fairground area, so I went back and reshot that today, so that's all done. I also have to tomorrow shoot some of the track action. In past years I've done a lot of this where I've mostly sat sort of opposite the chicane and photographed the cars and the motorbikes as they're racing around the chicane. It's good fun. Kind of glad not to have been doing that all of the time this time, because if I'm honest, it's not the most thrilling thing to do. Once you've seen one car, you've seen them all, in terms of, you know, recording them, ready to rush the pictures to the media centre or the press centre to be put on the website. So I've had a lot of variety this weekend again, but tomorrow I think there are gaps in some of the imagery that the guys that are working on the live website in what they need, so I'm going to help them out, and just once I've completed all this my actual brief, once that's all done, that gives me free time to go and shoot some motorsport, which is probably quite a nice way to round off the evening and round off the weekend, actually, just sort of sitting there opposite the chicane and watching the action. It'd be really good. So that's me done. It's now just after 10 o'clock, and I am yawning rather a lot, so probably what I'll do is look to have a quick look at these pictures, go through this brief one final time, and yeah, then I'll head to bed, because another pretty early start tomorrow, and who knows what the weather's going to do. I hope it's going to be nice. You know, that I was very glad of my Pelly cases. I was coming back to this camper van this evening, because it was pouring down with rain, and I knew that no matter how wet I was getting, all my kit was safe and dry. But no, it would be nice to finish off. It's always nice on the Sunday to have nice weather, because, you know, it's been a busy weekend, you're rushing around getting some nice shots, and just to actually be able to, you know, just walk around and just take in some of the sights, knowing that all, you know, your brief is covered, that's always really nice. One of the things I love with the early evening light here is that it's just such warm, nice light, and gives really nice warm shadows. I don't know what that sound is outside. Sounds like someone's putting an airbed up. Anyway, there we go. Yeah, so lovely warm shadows in the evening. One thing I do want to do, actually, is go... in fact, it's on my list somewhere here. I made a note of it. Oh, I can't see it. Oh, yeah, the central paddocks and the motorbike paddock. Just going around there, people milling around, having a look at the cars and all that sort of thing. So that could be a nice way to round off the afternoon, at least, before sort of doing some of this motorsport. So anyway, I'm beginning to waffle because I'm starting to get tired. So I'm going to round it off there, and yeah, I will be sharing more of my experiences, I'm sure, along the way, and yeah, I look forward to next year's events, which will soon come around, as they always do. So that's about it for now. My final day at the Revival passed without incident, and I'm happy to say that the edited images were supplied in good time and are now appearing in many different places, being used for all sorts of promotional purposes. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com.
If you'd like to get in touch directly, as ever, don't forget, I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. You can check out the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.